Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Well, there's no shortage of obstacles to navigate the National Cattlemen's Beef Association through as Don Schiefelbein steps into his new role as NCBA president. He spoke with Senior Farm Director Ron Hayes and talked about the policy strategies that serve producers best in 2021 and some ongoing challenges.
Absolutely. Of course, the one thing you learn as you get into this role is you really can't predict what you're going to be facing, right? This whole COVID thing just shook us all up. The marketplace just went into tatters. So it's been a learning process, as you said. Hopefully, we'll get some stability as we can kind of work on some policy issues long term that have a positive impact for the organization and our members.
Schiefelbein says NCBA leadership does work hard to get pay-fors removed from spending bills before they moved from the U.S. House committee process.
Yeah, and I think one of the ones that doesn't get as much press but is absolutely paramount is this no increase in taxes for our producers. You know, when you looked at the trillions of dollars they were going to spend, the pay-fors were largely ag-oriented initially. They said, you know, what if we do capital gains? What if we do step-up basis? What if we even do a transfer tax? So there were all these pay-fors that they said that would come on the backs of our producers, but we got them actually removed before they went into or out of committee. So huge win for our producers.
Possibly the most talked about topic from last year was the infectious state of the cattle markets.
Yeah, you know, and there's, you know, everybody can pinpoint the problem. There's a lot of dollars in the beef industry. We're not getting our fair share. But how you do it so it improves it is, you know, that's the million-dollar question. You know, there's different debates on how much government you want and how little government you want. And that's where the debate is kind of settling out, if you will, is do we want to curb people's economic independence? And I think as we talk to lots of producers, it appears that economic independence is something they're going to continue to strive for, and it looks like they're not probably going to push real hard for a mandate.
As Schiefelbein steps into his new role as NCBA president, he's eager to open up dialogue between producers on several of these issues.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Once you get inside this thing, you realize how big a ship it is and how many different sizes of players there are and how big this industry is. You know, we just saw a study that said the beef industry marketing system is one of the most complex in the world. So imagine everybody's got their viewpoint, whether you're from the Northwest or the Southeast, how this industry should run. But where we have to play the game is we kind of have to be the referee that says, what is the collective good for everybody? How do we drive this ship in a manner that doesn't negatively impact everybody and pushes everybody in a positive direction?
Our coverage of the Oklahoma Farm Report at the 2022 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show is sponsored by Performance Beef by Zoetis. Easy-to-use cattle management software. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.